Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Thank you for joining us. It was just announced yesterday that two Michigan State University students, Katie Raynard and Anami Chan, will receive an award honoring their work to demonstrate diversity through artistic expression. Now, the two MSU seniors are studying apparel and textile design. Raynard is an associate designer at The Runway, the new fashion industry incubator in downtown Lansing that's only been up and running for about 4 months now. And Current State's Kevin Lavery recently toured the building, which is in a historic venue, Kevin.
It is, Mark. The Runway, as many people know, is in the former Knapp's department store building, which dates back more than 75 years and also, as you know, has undergone an extensive transformation. The staff welcomed me inside, but sadly with no red carpet. I suppose they were waiting on the Academy to ship it back to them. On the heels of the Oscars in Hollywood, Fashion Week is in full bloom in Europe. The models are staging their finale in Britain.
London.
The action shifts south to the Alps later this week.
Milan.
And then on to the City of Lights in March.
Lansing.
Well, there's no fashion show here, but we do have a runway. The Runway, the industry incubator that opened in Michigan's capital city last October. The Runway was the first tenant to ink a deal for space in the historic former home of the J.W. Knapp's department store that hugs the corner of Washington Square and Kalamazoo. Built in 1937, the site has kept its vintage Art Deco.
Yes, we have.
Quinn Stinchfield is the Runway's manager.
Yes, we have, and we've also stepped it up a notch. So this is a great space, and it certainly is designed to foster creativity. So the first floor of the Runway is our showroom floor, and what we do here is we showcase the designs that are created by the people in our program, as well as other Michigan-based companies.
Okay, impress me. In the spirit of fostering young talent, Quinn turned the first display over to Melina Herring. She's the Runway's showroom retail apprentice.
What we are looking at right now is our own products by Lauren H., and it was developed for her coach, Susie Merchant. Lauren H. used to be a MSU women's basketball player, and she designed the garment so that her coach wouldn't continue sweating out her blazers and jackets and things like that.
So there is so much of a science to the fashion industry. It's not just about garments that are lightweight and look good. There's really a lot of work that goes into wearability and durability.
Right. The functionality of a garment is just as important as how it looks on. You want it to be comfortable, breathable, as well as lay nicely and look nice, too.
Why Lansing? This is not a world fashion capital.
Well, not yet. And that certainly is part of the reason we wanted to do this. I think that, again, kind of going back to the fashion programs in the area coming from MSU, Central Michigan, and LCC, the point of business incubators is to really cluster like-minded individuals in an industry, and industry attracts industry. So when you see people that are kind of doing innovative things, and certainly in regard to fashion, we wanted the Runway to be representative of that, and we also wanted to put programs and resources in place so that people that were trying to do this had a one-stop shop and a place to go to get started. I think a lot of times when you have an idea, you don't know where to go with it. We wanted to be a powerhouse and an asset to the area where people can come and say, hey, this is what I'm trying to do. Tell me how I can do it.
My name is Ian Mull. I'm creative director and CEO of my company, which is Bohawk, which does men's accessories, specializing in bow ties and ties. Well, Bohawk really is a brainchild between me and my partner, Dr. Jim Sylvain. Dr. Sylvain, he found an article from the AMA saying that long ties carry a lot of germs. And so he started to wear bow ties because they carried less germs. But the dilemma was finding bow ties that we really liked. So I have a background in apparel merchandising and design. So we decided let's design our own bow ties, and that's kind of how it started. And we started designing and manufacturing them about 2 years ago in late 2012.
The bow tie you're wearing right now looks like it's a registered weapon. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 points or spikes. What possessed you to think about that?
Well, again, I think, you know, dealing with this medium, you're looking at how can we make things a little bit more unique? How can we embellish them? And I have a little rock and roll kind of bad boy side to me in deep down. So that was my expressing him, you know, and that's kind of Bohawk. He's my alter ego. He's a little bit more of the bad boy in me.
We're talking with Quinn Stinchfield, who is the manager of The Runway in downtown Lansing, and also with Ian Mull, creative director and CEO, sharp bow tie aficionado of Bohawk. Quinn, from an incubator manager point of view, what is your role in trying to help fledgling companies like Ian's make their mark in the industry, get them connected with people with whom they'll be doing business? How do you try to help them leave the nest?
Well, I think that one of the things that we notice with entrepreneurs in any industry is they want to focus on their industry. They want to focus on their business. And it takes a lot of time, again, to kind of figure out who these people are that you need to connect with, what organizations make sense to be a part of, what events make sense for you to be a part of, what funding opportunities that are available to you either locally or regionally or through the state. So really what I am doing right now is trying to get a good understanding of where all of our tenants are, because a lot of them are in different stages of the startup process. Like Ian said, when he kind of came to us, he was a little further along than some of those that are in our associate design program and the students. They're just trying to figure out, how do I sketch? How do I get to a point where I'm ready to create a line? So I spend a lot of time building the programming around this and trying to reach out to the people in the industry to bring them here to the clients so that they can stay here and focus on their business.
Now, you showed me the showroom on the first floor, and that is retail. The goods there are for sale?
Yes, that's correct.
I think that's interesting in that you've got this dynamic of you're an incubator helping these companies get to where they're going, but you're also able to kind of go right to the retail, right to the end user step. Does that cut out the middleman in a lot of ways? That seems like a very unique setup to me.
It is a unique setup. I'm not sure if it cuts out the middleman, but it certainly provides an opportunity for the designers to showcase what it is that they're working on. So it's almost a different example of farm to table. It's kind of designer to retail. So you actually are able to see what the designers are working on. And it's the stories behind what's downstairs that really make this place really interesting. And I think that's why we get a lot of people that want to shop here, is because they want to support local entrepreneurs. And who doesn't love fashion?
Jim Eisenbeiser, and I just founded the company North Promontory.
Why the name North Promontory?
Oh, it's a kind of a winding story, but Promontory refers to Promontory, Utah, where the Golden Spike connected the Transcontinental Railroads, and that was a convergence of our transportation back in the past, and I'm kind of focusing on a convergence that's taking place now between 19th century sensibilities and 21st century technology.
What's this going to be eventually, Jim?
This is going to be a backpack. It's got integrated strips and a lot of little hidden features, pockets, and key holders, and it all fits into my theme of time-honored styling but modern details.
If I were to go to a sporting goods store or someplace that had a backpack like that, it would be very easy for me to just grab it off the shelf and, in my consumerism mindset, just see this as a product. But what do you want to do, Jim, to in some way convey the humanness, that there are people who make these things?
Well, I'm trying to make some of the aspects that are going into it pretty visible. The fabrics that I'm going to use, like my theme, they harken back to old times. The main fabric I'm going to use is wax cotton. And that shows a lot of character, and I think that character is going to be expressive to people that are looking for, you know, kind of buying into that mindset. The bumps and bruises that it shows makes it something real, not something just plastic. And so the people that are thinking a little bit more down to earth and putting some real thought into what they buy and use are going to recognize the character through the look of the fabric, the styling, you know, just a little bit of graphics and copy that goes along with it, and just where they're going to find it, too, as well.
What's happening in the future for The Runway?
Well, we have a lot in store. We actually just received a $65,000 grant from the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, which could not have come at a better time. And, you know, we spent a lot of time getting to a point where we are now. We've got a lovely space, and we have people that are interested in the program and participating in the program. And now we're focusing 100% on programming and actually being able to reach out to the appropriate resources and organizations to get them tied in and bought into this as well. And we're also looking at our statewide partners, and that's the direction we're headed.
So again, here at the Knapp Center, a formerly glorious department store back in its day, 1930s Art Deco sensibility with 21st century fashion sense.
That sounds about right. Very well put. I appreciate that.
Quinn Stinchfield is the manager of the runway. Ian Mull is the CEO of Bohawks. And Jim Eisenbeiser is the CEO of North Promontory. Thank you to everybody, and best of luck in all your endeavors.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Labrie.